just go ahead and open up that sandwich there? Mm-mm. You gotta open that sandwich up. You gotta show the people here that sandwich. We need you to hold it up into the light. Give us a 360 of your chicken sandwich you got over there. Tell us what you've done.
Why?
Because we need to know what you've done two times.
Oh, it's even worse in the light.
Yeah, yeah. The good lighting.
Oh.
Did you hold it up good? So, like, just look at it on camera.
Look at the color of that.
That's
cheese.
A chicken sandwich.
That's a cheese and spicy
cheese
chicken sandwich.
Cheese and chicken sandwich.
I'm just saying, the color of that cheese looks like Hershey's milk chocolate.
All of it's wrong. The chicken is wrong. That's not cheese.
That cheese
color. Go ahead and try and peel that thing open if you can. Let's see what it looks like.
I don't want to mess my. You can't move any of it. Like, I can throw this to you and it will stay.
Kill me.
It'll stay intact.
Toss me that thing. Listen.
Oh my God.
This is what you bought two of. You bought two of
these.
Wait.
You have to be more specific. Like,
so
I bought one first.
Dave, you wanna feel this thing?
I trust you. I'm good.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it here.
Just rotate.
Dude, I should just leave it here forever.
The cheese to be out.
No, this needs to be what's on your table. Here, catch this. This is your table ornament.
My table ornament. I'm gonna put it on the coaster so we don't get to
put cheese towards the camera. Yeah. Okay. So.
All right. Now explain yourself now that we've.
Yeah,
determine
tell us
that
what
thing's
you did,
basically
or do you
a
need
hockey puck.
Me to tell on you.
You can tell on me.
So on the way back from our really cool meetings today, we decided that we needed some snacks before the podcast.
This was a long drive.
Yeah, it was. And Jared was like, well, how about we get some gas station, what was it?
Egg rolls.
Yeah, and we get there. And then he gets fooled. He gets a few things. He gets a sandwich.
What I thought was two egg rolls.
Yeah, two egg rolls that you thought. And then this monster. Monster burger. So we get out to the car. He pulls that thing out. Or no, you did the egg rolls first.
I tried the egg rolls first, and there were beans
fooled.
In them.
Yeah, it was just full of beans. Oops, all beans is what you got. Egg roll, oops, all beans.
It's just refried beans.
It's just a bean.
And fucking up. What the fuck was that?
You got a bean log.
It said egg rolls.
You got a 7-Eleven bean log.
And that's what it did. It was all thick. It looked like an egg roll. And then you bite into it. It's just beans.
Okay, so then he tosses that in the back, and then he goes for his chicken sandwich, and that's what comes out. I looked at him, and I filmed it, and we'll probably put those up so you can see that. I looked at him, I said, you better not eat that. You better not let that go into your body at all. And we're fucking cracking up. So,
and then I was so hungry.
Yeah, and then
because everything I
chose,
bought was
yeah,
inedible.
I chose correctly. I got their taquitos, and they had a new hot dog taquito. Chili cheese dog taquito. So you know I got two of those.
You had three.
I got two of the chili cheese dog ones and then two of the buffalo chicken ones. Okay. But the taquitos are always great. Unless they're cracked open, and then you can just kind of tell. But, yeah, so I shamed him into going back for seconds to try.
Like, you have no food. Go
I was
back
like, yeah,
in and
you
get,
now have no
get,
food.
Get a chili cheese dog taquito. Yeah.
So he goes back, and he said there was no more chili cheese dog taquitos, and that he buys a second chicken sandwich, and it's identical.
It's round two.
Yeah, that's round two. Yeah.
But I got in the car and had – what looked like taquitos, and then pulled the chicken sandwich up, and he almost fell out of the car.
Start with this. So he pulls this chicken sandwich out, and we just
that cheese looks like a caramel.
Yeah,
like you know those
it's
caramels
brown.
That you would eat.
It is old. That I think that sandwich hasn't been in there for no less than 3 days.
Minimum.
It's been in a warmer.
It is possibly a crime.
Yeah, it's
that
been
the
in
gas
there.
Station attendant put that on the shelf for human
ladies
consumption.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by 7-Eleven chicken sandwiches.
Get them if you need. Like,
all I wanted was
a
spicy
weapon.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted tonight.
And then, okay, oh yeah.
If
so
only
then,
there was a place to get said sandwich.
As soon as we pulled out of the gas station parking lot and turned right, the next turn off was Chick-fil-A. Then we're cracking
it's not
up.
Fair. Yeah, because God. You just laughed.
Yeah, because I was just eating my chili cheese dog. Yeah,
you're delicious.
Loving it. Yeah, they were
just a
great.
Delicious assortment
of things. Yeah, they were
things.
So good.
I had nothing
good
tonight.
Yeah, you had
shit. Yeah, my stomach hurts right now.
It's probably because you tried to eat that.
And I had to take like 13 Excedrin.
Yeah, yeah, because I think you choked a little bit because we started laughing so hard.
Yeah,
and
I choked
then,
for a
yeah,
while.
And then you choked the whole ride home.
I think it was something that came off the sandwich.
Yeah, it's like cheese brittle is what
like
came off of that.
Dust.
Yeah.
That got like into your lungs.
A toxic cheese dust that
toxic
you inhaled.
Cheese dust.
But that was, that was just the trip home just an hour ago. And now here we are, kind of already have a headache from laughing so hard on the way
home.
Yeah,
I definitely have had like three headaches today because things have really gotten out of hand.
Yeah, it was a good day. Yeah.
And when I say
hand, you got a good new idea.
Beware of hammer hand.
Hey, calls hammer hand.
Yeah. It's a new side effect that every medication should be warning of because it could cause it.
Yeah, it could cause
it. You don't know if it does, but it could.
Yeah, you know how like a lot of medications, especially the newer ones, they come out with a commercial and it's like classic, you know, it's so funny. It's them dancing around, having a good time after having their new medicine.
Are you tired of gas slowing you down?
Yeah.
And it shows somebody like slowed down by gas, like they're. But
tummy
it's always
hurts.
Like a, it's like a really exciting carnival, and everybody's excited. But
I can't play because I'm farting too much.
My gas,
I can't quit farting on all these kids.
Are you tired of your gas slowing you down? Oh my gas!
Let me stop and fart for a while. And then it's some new chemical ingredient that they put in this.
What if it was like, are you tired of your gas getting the shit beat out of you? And it shows someone on the plane like, oh, and then everybody's beating the fuck out because you just
stop farting
yourself on a plane.
God, I mean, you know what? That probably could drive someone to some intense anger.
Yeah, if
depending
if
on how long the flight is, and if they're just farting the whole time, dude. Like,
just
if it's like big fart, you don't have pity on anybody after that.
No,
no matter
there'd
what,
be a brawl.
Yeah,
dude.
No matter what their illness is, dude, you're gonna beat the hell out of them if they're just farting on you.
I wish we had an airplane set because that would be funny. Like if we did
that'd be a fun podcast set,
or if we did an infomercial where it was like instead of bum fights, it was like airline fights. Fights.com and it's just
people are just
fucking
like
each other up and like
for me they're trying to be sneaky
plane
about it
seats
so it's like one on each side of the aisle and as like the flight attendants go by they like look around and make sure everything's clear and they start like wailing on each other and they're like reaching over trying to
like
and they
like,
have to like
they're,
go back.
They're actually like reffed fights
yeah.
So like a ref
somebody's
come,
like blowing a quiet
ref
whistle
comes up and is like ready go like, you have to fight in an airline seat
and then like you can't get caught though if
it's
you get
the
caught.
AFC Airline Fight Club.
Yeah, I like that.
Airline Fight Club. Dude, we need shirts of that.
Yeah.
Airline Fight Club.
Imagine you get on a plane and you're wearing that.
And
like,
well,
whenever the pilot's like greeting you, he's like, oh, welcome. And he sees that. And, he's like,
and it's two of us wearing it. One guy's got a red shirt. One guy's got a
you
blue shirt.
Suck it as you want.
We need to do two colors. Airline Fight
red
Club.
Team.
Red team. In the red corner and the blue corner.
And then a referee, Airline Fight Club referee.
Airline Fight Club referee. Now that's,
he's got a whistle.
I think that's the shirt. Airline Fight Club referee. And it's like a pilot wings with two fists.
Yeah, they're the fists. Yeah, that looked
and
killer.
Then now the pilot's really
he's
like,
nervous.
Wait.
Yeah, and there's fans that come up with, like, cheering hands.
They got air horns.
So as they get on the plane, they got, like, the helmet with, like, two jugs for drinking out of.
You put this out in like, a Facebook group of, like, hey, everyone, we're going to take the flight from Austin to Houston for Airline Fight Club, Caleb versus JT. So there's, like, 30 people
30
on the Southwest flight. And because you get to pick your own seats, we're all clumped in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we're up in the air, the ref's like, brrr, and you and I brrr, brrr, brrr. Each other. People are fucking hitting ham horns. Like, it would be chaos.
They're
you
like
got
painted
like
faces and
60
shit.
People. I mean, that's like it. Like
we just booked the whole flight.
Yeah,
it's right. The whole flight. So nobody's angry other than the flight attendants. Yeah. They're just confused.
What the fuck
what's
is going
calm
on?
Calm down. Calm down. We're all, everybody's
that's
cheering.
That's it. The first like 10 minutes, people are like painting their faces.
Yeah.
They got their t-shirts. Ah, sorry. They got their t-shirts like with your face on it.
Yeah.
And then the ref comes out, and it's like, ready, go!
So that's like the title card, but back it up to inside the terminal. When you get like a Spirit Flight or something that overbooks,
yeah,
you put passengers against each other and call it fight or flight for who gets that last seat.
Whoa.
That would be pretty funny.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, but that could be illegal.
Yeah, because you want better seats to the fight, so they have to fight.
I mean, this would be
seats.
A funny joke. I mean, yeah. It would get us banned from flying forever.
Yeah, we might be in
a lot of trouble. If we got everybody to book a Southwest flight and held a fucking fight on the flight, Airline Fight Club.
Airline Fight Club.
We should, when we meet Dana White, we're going to pitch him this.
Yeah, dude, he'd be into that.
Yeah, he would.
Dude, that'd be just a funny, imagine he was in that video.
Yeah, like he's there, he comes in, he's holding like, up the winner.
He's like, got like stacks of money. He's like, I'm in.
He's Joe Rogan's like, yeah, hey,
he's announcing.
He's got the fucking mic. Caleb's like, man, I was prepping. The flight attendants are just like, what the fuck is going on right now in this short 40-minute flight from Austin to Houston? We just had a fucking fight.
Yeah, as soon as we got to altitude, the fight broke out.
Like, as soon as the light goes off,
yeah.
Bing! That's the bell. Boom! It's just the bra. All of a sudden,
we unbuckle and get up and just.
That's it. The whole fucking flight is full.
Yeah.
Except you're in my row. We're both in the window seat on opposite sides, and it's empty. So the flight attendants are like, what the fuck?
We got to go back to our window seat during between rounds.
Man, as soon as the seatbelt thing goes off, we're just
we lift up every arm so that we can reach it.
The FAA is already like we're in a queue now.
Yeah.
Like
if you see these guys.
These guys.
Watch out for these shirts.
Airline Flight Club. Like, this is our, that's a
good shirt.
Yeah.
There's another shirt that we got.
Burn All Orphanages.
Burn All Orphanages.
And Airline Fight Club.
Airline Fight Club.
Those are our shirts.
Yeah, those are the
shirts
coming
soon.
Out.
We promise.
So be ready for those because it's going to be hot when they come out.
But
just to go back what we were talking about to begin with.
Hammerhand.
Yeah, Hammerhand. how this led into. the side effects of medicines.
Yeah.
It's usually like bloody diarrhea, dizziness, anger.
You said you may bleed from the eyes. That's terrifying.
Yeah, you might, I don't know, you might bleed out of your eyes and your mouth.
Like,
and
could
ass.
You imagine? Like, you wipe your eyes.
Well, I'm not sad anymore, but now I'm bleeding out of my ass and my eyes. I think I might be possessed. I don't know. But one of the new side effects.
What if we could have a medication that just gave you black blood that leaks out of your eyes? But we didn't tell anybody that, and you could like sprinkle it in their drink. And Heather, you're leaking black blood out of your eyes. It's like, we're like, gotcha.
You're not possessed.
Side effects also include hammer hands, though.
But to explain hammer hands, that's one of the side effects. It's whenever you have the like compulsion just to smash your hands with a hammer.
Yeah.
And so one of the commercials we want to make. For this podcast is going over that.
You're talking about the dangers of hammer.
Yeah, the dangers of hammer.
Or just, how hammer hands can ruin your day.
Yeah, yeah. If you smash your hands to bits with with a hammer, it's for sure going to ruin your day.
I really hate that.
Yeah, like, do you want to be depressed or do you want to keep the use of your hands?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one's greater? So.
Watch out for hammer hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As soon as you start feeling that itch in your neck for a hammer, reaching for hammers.
Is there like... another medication to counter the side effect of hammer hands?
I think that's where we go. I think that's where the commercial leads.
But then the next commercial is like,
do you suffer from hammer hand syndrome?
Everybody doesn't have hands.
It's a medication that regrows your hand bones. Sometimes they don't grow correctly.
They grow into flippers.
They grow into like different feet. Like sometimes it could be a hoof. Sometimes it's a
foot.
Flipper. Yeah, it's a foot. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Damn
so
it.
You got to hammer.
You got to hammer it back. Try again. You smash it up good.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a 26-sided dice.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of. You might get a cool hand. You might get like some kind of cool like a lizard
blade.
Hand or a blade.
Yeah, like
cool.
It's like Damascus steel.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, except like, like Brandon Herrera does hammer hands and he takes the medication and he gets like a high point. He's like, no, why the high point?
Just to grind it up.
Yeah, he's just over there grinding his high point hand up.
Sawing it up. Yeah, I think that'll be a good medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can develop medicine for side effects.
Yeah.
All the way down the road, because then we can develop another medicine that ensures it just grows hands back.
Ah, yeah.
Oops. But you have to take the bone regrower stuff.
Yeah.
First,
and then grow the meat back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
You got bones to play with. You can grow the meat anyway.
This hurts my heart.
Dude, I bet you that thing. Well, I think we should just leave it there as long as we can. I mean, it might start. Once it starts to stink, we'll get rid of it.
I don't think it's going to stink.
I don't think it's going to.
I mean, it's already. It's like hard. Fossilized.
Yeah.
It's at end of cycle. But it's not going to decay or anything.
I don't like looking at it. It's not like a nice decor piece. It's very. It's not. It reminds me. It depresses me because it was the day that all I wanted was a spicy chicken sandwich. And I went back. And, like, got excited because I was like, oh, they have another one. So,
oh, I can try again.
This one must be good.
Yeah.
And then I get into the car.
Double whammy.
Strike two.
Yeah.
And then we pull out and get into the fast lane. And as soon as we get to speed, there's Chick-fil-A. And, like, there's no way.
It was too far over. It was too many lanes over.
Yeah. We couldn't turn that fast. Yeah, no. So it was like that was three times I, like,
lost
had
out.
A chicken sandwich, like, right here in my grasp. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
You want to know something interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I found out 2 weekends ago that McDonald's has brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Wow. Like any local ones? Is it? You seen them anywhere in the wild yet?
Yes. Oh, no, wow. I ordered it.
Oh.
You know how long the steak, egg, and cheese bagel's been gone?
No, how long?
Years.
Like longer than the McRib?
I mean, no, they just discontinued it for breakfast. It's a breakfast item.
Yeah.
And it used to be the best breakfast item.
I've heard you mention it multiple times. Yeah.
With a béarnaise sauce.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had that.
On a bagel. Like, it was the only thing at McDonald's that you didn't, like, you know, you
like it feel felt like real. You
were eating, like, some garbage.
Yeah.
Like,
because it is.
A bagel.
It is just goops that are solidified.
And it was real egg.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Steak, egg, and cheese bagel, man.
Yeah. Not like
and they're back. Egg. But now, of course, in McDonald's fashion, there's like 30 different ones now. It's like, oh, not only is it steak, egg, and cheese bagel, you get steak, egg, and cheese muffin, steak, egg, and cheese, you know, biscuit, steak, egg, and cheese lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
I don't know if that's one.
It might be. You probably could make them do it. If you
maybe.
Just ask for it. Yeah, can I get the lettuce nader?
But if you've never had
the
steak, egg, and cheese bagel, it was a business. Because when I worked at McDonald's, and this was 21, 22 years ago, I would make
like
steak, egg, and cheese bagel with like 8 pieces of cheese.
You know.
You're just like, oh.
I used to date a girl that worked when we were in high school. It was in high school. She worked at Taco Bell, and man, that's like that's a nice thing. Like, I didn't even know that was going to be a perk. She'd bring me home the beefy five layer. I was like, that's when it came out, and it was awesome. But she would use their giant tortillas when she would make it. She's making me like a beefy eight layer, dude. She would put like
3 extra layers.
Dude, I had 3 extra layers on that thing. Man, it was like the first time she did it, she brought it to me, and I said, "What is this?" And she said, "It's a beefy five layer, but I use our big wraps for it." She's like, "It's usually how I make them."
And I put in some Dorito shells.
Oh, what? And I just nut instantly. But dude, it was awesome. It was like, I mean, like obviously, like there's plenty of things at Taco Bell that
got really scared because that nut was like really dark green. She's like, "What's?" What's wrong with you?
I had too many layers. You put too many layers in here. What have you done to me?
What have you done to me?
There's too many layers.
There's a reason why there was only 5.
They cap it at 5. You should have known better. This is what you've done. My cum is poison now.
It's poison.
I had too many layers.
I made a pizza sub at Subway.
God.
And it was like 20 pepperonis, 20 salami. And then, like, 30 pieces of cheese, and then green peppers and olives and marinara sauce, and I microwaved it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
When did you do this? Did you work at Subway as well at some point? Okay.
About 21
years
ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's...
I wouldn't have had the power.
And then I hibernated
because
I was backed up for fucking 8 days.
If I would have worked at a food place, I don't think I could have handled the power. I think I would have done too much always.
We got in a fight once with frozen McChickens, and there was like McChicken pieces everywhere because we were just hurling them at each other like ninja stars.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and then we were throwing eggs at each other because at McDonald's, eggs come in like a, you know, the 50 big, fucking thing like carton, and they're all just stacked.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, we were on the night crew, so no one was around, so we just started like
launching.
We were just teenagers.
Yeah.
Just teenagers having fun.
I will say that everyone, like I can remember in high school, everyone that worked at a fast food place together loved it because it was just all their classmates.
Yeah.
And they loved it. That's kind of like.
Or like we would take the trace and we would take a front wheel drive car and we would put the back wheels on trays and lock and the e-brake. And it's like driving on ice.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Except you strip your CV joints real quick doing it.
How do you know that, Jared?
Yeah.
You're talking about working at Subway, dude. I remember there for a while when I worked at Advance, I would get a tuna sub like almost every day for like months. And I don't know if I was going through some kind of weird phase or something, like another, like a second puberty at that time, but I could feel myself like almost like I was getting aroused
by tuna
while the sandwich was being made. Dude, and
the tuna put you through second puberty, dude. That gave you a sexual attraction Subway, to sandwiches?
I'm going to say this real quick. Subway tuna sandwiches put me through second puberty, for sure.
I mean, there's nobody that can prove that it happened. Didn't.
There's no way they could say
Subway should be paying you right
now.
Yeah,
dude. They,
we should write a letter to Subway with Time for Pie letterhead demanding that you are a... And then we'll put in there like right at the end, it's like, I promise I won't bang any kids.
Yeah, I'm not going to fuck kids.
Hey, Subway, I really want to be your spokesperson, but I won't fuck kids.
There were no kids when I was getting horned up. It was the tuna. It was the tuna.
It was tuna only.
But, dude, I remember every time like it would be being made, I don't know if it was because I was like so hungry each day at that time, or I was just like just having an awesome time eating those tuna sandwiches, man. Like, I could watch, and it's like nobody there was like a hot girl or anything at the time. It was just like an older lady, and I would feel myself getting like hot and like almost dizzy, like watching this sandwich be made, dude. It was awesome.
What
but then I would eat it and
poisoning just, the tuna.
They could have, there could have been some kind of poison in it.
Well, not and poison, but like Viagra.
There could have been Viagra in it, man.
Like, maybe
think,
that was a
you
could
think
you imagine
just like a
like,
fun joke? They're just putting Viagra.
That up. And it's like, oh, yeah, these years.
They did put Viagra
we found
in the tuna.
Traces of Viagra to get people addicted to tuna. Because they said, like, McDonald's has something that's, like, addictive.
Yeah.
Some sort of addictive ingredient or something like that.
And they did a study on Subway's tuna as well, and they said there was, like, no trace of tuna in it. Like, it's all tilapia and, like, other stuff. Yeah, like,
how do
they
you
said,
use a white
they
fish?
Said they've done this at,
a
like,
river
every
of
Subway.
Freshwater fish.
And it's just multiple, like, white fishes, like, all mixed together with mayonnaise.
No.
And it's like there's almost no tuna at all.
I guess a lot of people don't remember.
Can you confirm that, Dave? Is there any actual tuna in Subway's tuna salad or whatever it is?
I doubt there is.
Well, I mean, McDonald's had to change the fish for filet of fish because they fished them extinct.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. We fucked up the earth. Wait. What?
We sold too many filet of fish. All the fish are gone.
The fish are all dead. We made too many fish filets.
We made too many fish filets.
We're out of fish. The rivers have ran dry.
Dry?
What?
Yeah, dude, everything. Yeah. It's all fucked
Everything's
up.
Everything's fucking dying
because
we made too many fish filets.
Filet of fish.
Fuck. Yeah, we really fucked the earth up.
It's just a dude in a black McDonald's polo, like, briefing Congress. Sorry, like, we really fucked the earth up.
We really...
You're like,
it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, apparently we're about to stop spinning. That's going to cause a lot of problems.
Really fucked
like,
up
what?
The ozone.
Yeah, because the fish ain't swimming, so it's like not
they're
making the earth.
The
like,
earth to spin. Not swimming in the earth. What?
Yeah, they have to swim.
The thing is real.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so just last year... I'm finding this article. It says a U.S. judge rules that Subway can be sued over its 100% tuna claim. And then it looks like a science-y guy took 20 different samples from different Subway restaurants and found, quote, no detectable tuna DNA sequences whatsoever in 19 samples.
Oh, my God.
But it did contain other types of animal DNA, such as chicken and pork. Like, they didn't even bring it from the ocean.
They were like, fuck it. Tilapia, chicken, and pig.
It's not even fish.
This is tuna, we swear.
All they found was chicken and pork?
Chicken.
including chicken and pork. I didn't say it was exclusive.
No. I take it back. You do not need to be sponsored by Subway. Subway, maybe, what the fuck?
Maybe that's what was going on in my body. I was having too much of their weird animal concoction.
They were just merging. Some dude's like, hey, how do I make tuna? The other person's like, what?
I don't know. He's like, chicken and pigs?
The other guy's like, I'm quitting today. You got to figure it out. And this dude's just sitting there in a lab coat like, how do I make tuna? And he's just looking around. He's like, all right. Just starts grabbing things.
Why do I get so horny when you make my sandwich? It's oysters and pork.
Oh, God. Oh, he made the F.
So has anybody sued?
So one lady is
Why
suing.
Why aren't we?
Yeah, I could sue them for making me go through second puberty with their pork
you
chicken.
Should. How are they going to prove that you didn't go through second puberty? Look at you right now. Look at how big you are.
Yeah.
This could be tuna infused.
Yeah, this could be, like, this body could be because of artificial tuna.
Artificial tuna.
I could blame them for it. You did this to me.
What's wrong with them? Like, is it that hard to just buy tuna?
I don't know, dude. I guess maybe.
Like, I feel like you just, you took extra steps.
Yeah, I guess when it gets to that level and you have to buy so much, all these companies try to skim. And they're like, you know what? Fresh tuna.
Just put some pork and chicken in there. We'll be fine.
Fresh tuna is pretty expensive. Let's kill some pigs and chicken. Put some chicken
just
feet.
Put some chicken and fucking pigs.
Put some chicken feet and pig feet in there. Slather it in mayonnaise.
What the fuck is wrong with them? Just more mayonnaise.
More mayonnaise.
More mayonnaise.
Like, just cut it up. Cut it up real fine and put mayonnaise. Nobody will know.
And then it's just, what the fuck? Like, just more mayonnaise. Like, they have no idea what it's just. Yeah. Pretty much it's 94% mayonnaise.
It's mostly mayonnaise.
With some chunks of some sort of animal.
Like a few animals in there.
What? Now, I don't even want to know what was in their seafood salad mix because they used to have a seafood sub.
Yeah, it was everything.
And that wasn't crab.
That was land, air, sea.
It was a seal. Sea, air, land.
They had something from every of Earth.
Peacock.
Yeah, there's some peacock.
Listen, we got a deal on like 700,000 peacocks. What?
We got too many peacocks.
Yeah, this guy foreclosed on his peacock pen.
Yeah.
He had 700,000. I'm in some weird internet forums. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. It's like a football stadium.
It was a
football stadium. A bunch of peacocks got somebody.
They
left.
Were on top of each other.
they couldn't even move. They're just like squawking.
Peacocks are loud.
They're just like rolling out of the roof. It's a stadium full of peacocks.
As the sun heats up the pen, it gets smaller. So they can't move. They're just all
doing their noise, just like fucking all day.
Bloop, 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 more peacocks.
Jesus.
We need to loosen the pen, Roger. Loosen the pen.
We got to get rid of these peacocks. Don't worry, I just got to deal with Subway. I'm going to make all the problems go away.
Hey, I think I have a buyer. Kevin's walking out of his truck. We got a buyer.
You've been growing these peacocks for 7 years, Kevin. I finally paid off, didn't you?
They're paying us 72 cents a pound of peacock meat.
What?
Yeah. Apparently they said it's going to go in their tuna sandwiches. What?
What?
Kevin, don't eat tuna from Subway ever again. Thank God you told me.
These are prime peacocks, but do not eat that tuna. What? It's mostly mayonnaise and peacock meat.
I personally want a shirt that says Subway. Do not eat that tuna.
But don't eat the tuna. Subway's peacock meat. Yeah, there's definitely some kind of shirt there somewhere.
Peacock, nature's tuna.
Subway's tuna.
We use the Subway font, like with the yellow and the green, and it's just a peacock staring off, and it says tuna. No one would know what the fuck you're wearing.
It's just a peacock, and it has a name tag that says tuna. That's it. That's the whole shirt.
That's the Subway name tag.
Yeah. It just says tuna.
Just says tuna.
Welcome to Subway. It just says tuna. I'm tuna.
This is killing me.
Yeah. It's that cheese dust.
It's the cheese dude. It's fucking me up.
It's poison.
The peacock's got the Subway apron. With the name tag that just says tuna. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
This is awful.
Yeah, that's another good shirt idea.
I just want to wear that, so people are just so confused.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the whole airline fight club, burn all orphanages. We're going to get a lot of looks once we launch some shirts.
Yeah, once we launch our new line of shirts.
Yeah. The TFP line.
Yeah. People are going to be turning some heads.
You're like, I'm sorry, what's on your shirt? You're like, and your response always has to be, oh, you like my TFP?
Oh, you like this TFP, huh?
Yeah, you like this TFP?
You want a little piece of this?
No.
you want a piece of this pie? I don't want that pie. No, I like orphans. No. I think orphans should live.
I was an orphan.
Orphans are people too. Is what the shirt they're wearing. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. So, the new commercial coming out.
Yeah, we'll get that rocking next week.
Yeah, we'll get that coming out. We're heading out in the morning.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, going to go do some fun stuff this week.
You've got a microphone debut.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm going to
learn some names, but I think numbers and names.
Yeah, it's numbers to names.
Yeah. I think the numbers will really help.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to be announcing a sporting event.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing
for Fox Sports.
Yeah,
I guess there's no crawl, walk, run with you.
Yeah, so how
you don't have
this,
training wheels?
Yeah, no, yeah, just put me right on there. So how does this work exactly? Like, is this live or
no? Okay, it's pre-recorded.
Okay,
so,
and then in like a couple months, this comes.
Yeah,
out.
2 months it'll come out. It'll air
on Fox,
and we'll know when.
Okay,
so then we can hold a party
here to premiere
at like Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
and we could just say, hey, turn it on Fox Sports.
Oh, that's so weird.
We are on
us.
TV. Oh, man.
Oh, that's weird. I just really wanted to watch this show, but that's so weird that we're there. Friggin' weird, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's crazy. We should probably watch all of it, though.
We should watch all of it. You should put every TV to this.
If you could put all the TVs on this, it'd be great. That's crazy. Who are these guys?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Man, they're so good at this. It's odd.
It's like it's not even his first time at all. He knew all the numbers.
and the names.
He knew them all. Okay, cool. Well, that's
Wade Valechka. You're interviewing him, and you just keep calling him 35.
Yeah. So number 35.
Pitbull.
Yeah.
Out to the 305.
Dolly. It's one of his other favorite lines.
Now Travis is racing.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
What is going on? And he's already shit talking Ryan Sipes in the group chat.
Oh, really?
Because Ryan Sipes is racing.
He's racing. Yeah. Okay.
But Ryan Sipes is like recovering from like a broken back and like two broken femurs.
Oh, little pussy! he's just like talking shit to him. Oh, it's all your whole lower half
is broken. My femurs and my back.
Ooh, I ain't got no back or legs.
Well, look at me! I'm like,
up, Travis.
Oh, I'm like Lieutenant Dan with a backboard.
I can't drive my cars.
Let's see you ride a dirt bike, you little bitch.
I can. It hurts. I keep shitting.
He's like, Travis, I was the best fucking supercross rider to exist.
I was the best.
He's like, oh, not now, Mr. Brokeback.
I used to be. Yeah, now you can't sit on one without shitting. He's just like crying.
That really hurt.
Hey, that one was pretty mean because it's true.
You should just roast all the writers.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just call them by the wrong names.
You could. I did that a lot.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen because I'm going to be excited and that's going to just become a little bit of nervousness as well. So, especially if I'm trying to like say a lot of stuff fast.
Well, it sucks that Bierman's not going to be there because I used to do that to him all the time.
Yeah.
I would use a different first name every time I went to interview Tyler Bierman.
Yeah.
You know, I'd call him Tucky.
Yeah.
Hey, Tucky Bierman. He'd look at me like, there's not my name.
That's
like,
not me. I think it might be.
Hey, I'm right here with Ricky Bierman.
Damn it. It was an R this time. It's a whole different beginning.
I told him that my name was Tyler.
He doesn't know who I am.
Just call everybody like somewhat demeaning nicknames like Tiger, Sport, Champ.
Yeah. Or no, like
Chief.
Like very eerily like specific nicknames. Like, hey, it's Kevin Shit His Pants Wedding. Like
what?
Wait, what? No. What? Did That's I? Not my nickname.
No, they don't call me that. Yeah, yeah. They do. They all do.
Yeah, old Tim Bean Boy Rogers. What? Why am I? What? What is this?
Oh, strawberry dick. See, that's what I'll do. I'll get too nervous coming up with a name, and I'm like, "Oh, Jimmy Strawberry Dick Johnson."
What? Strawberry Dick? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're like, I don't know. It's just shaped like it's really short.
The tip is just like really red, like a strawberry. Yeah,
it's very creepy
looking. Looks like a strawberry.
Looks like it's going to stab you.
Yeah.
It's very pointy.
Yeah. Like
very plump on the top.
Yeah.
No.
Like you've been holding the tip of it for too long. It's just really red.
He's like, no. Dude. Like,
I don't do that.
Yeah, stop.
All right there, strawberry.
This is on live television. You're like, whatever, strawberry.
Whatever, strawberry dick. Anyways, that's some fancy driving you did. Yeah, that'll probably be the nickname.
Yeah, and Dave purposely didn't go with us.
Today?
No.
Or last
on time. The trip.
Oh, wow.
That we haven't gone on yet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh, this Dave.
Yeah.
Are you future blaming me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is in the future, so we're talking shame. About the past.
Yeah, future shame. Yeah, we'll...
This airs this after we've
This would
been,
already been done, yeah.
Yeah. One of us could be injured right now by, like, taking a dirt bike to
Wait,
the head.
One of us could be paralyzed.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Sipes yeah, ends up, like, hitting you in the spine with a fucking, like a fire extinguisher.
I'm going to call somebody strawberry dick, and they're going to paralyze me.
That's for calling me cabbage patch butthole.
Oh, man, you remember when Caleb took that pit bike to the face?
Yeah,
what?
He's paralyzed,
oh,
man.
Oh, God, he's fucked.
He looks ugly as shit now.
Yeah, he fuck it. That crankcase went right into his forehead.
He has no teeth now. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, very possible. We're going to probably do some ride-alongs.
Well, yeah, you will.
Yeah, maybe. Now, I don't know. But, yeah, we're going to probably do some ride-alongs in those electric cars. Could be a good time. Could maybe kill me. Who knows? Guess we'll see.
Yeah,
fingers crossed. Get that strawberry tip crossed. All tied up.
Old Tim Strawberry Tip.
What?
No, this is live TV. Nobody sorry.
Oh, so your mommy's going to know that it's strawberry yeah. tip.
You don't even take it back. You just start roasting them even more.
So everybody's gonna know.
All your friends are going to know that you're just a little strawberry dick, you little pussy bitch.
The
producer's like, hey,
the cameraman's
we're live.
Like, what the
fuck?
We're
live.
Stop.
Like, and then you just go hard.
Fucking strawberry dick. I'm like pissed off. Pull it out. Let us see. Let us see. I'm trying to undo his rod. He's like, stop.
Crying.
Yeah, stop it. And then we pull it out, and it is strawberry. I'm like, see, I told you. And the camera zooms in.
Everybody starts laughing.
Oh, wow, it is strawberry red. Ha, ha, ha. Fucking idiot. But, yeah, I mean, that's probably couldn't do that. That's,
we probably can't do that. This is probably not how this week's
going to
go.
This is probably not how it's going
to
go.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, but
it's just
be...
like a nightmare, actually. That's like me, a nervous nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. But, yeah, it'll get way better than that.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Unless you take a crankcase to the head.
Yeah, maybe I'll just like wear a helmet.
You're just like standing by a jump, and like Jim York just sends it and lands right on you.
He's not even on the bike at all. It's just like a lone bike flying into my head.
It goes right into your crotch.
Yeah, no.
Like, you take three motorcycles to the crotch
dick.
The whole weekend. Like, you just have these huge handlebar bruises on your
my like pelvis.
It's like, you can't walk. Oh, this drive home is going to suck.
My pelvis is broke.
Okay. I don't want to bleed out of my pelvis.
Yeah, I shouldn't be bleeding here. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun. A lot of good stuff going on.
It's hot out.
Yeah, it is going to be gross.
It's really hot.
Yeah, I'm going
to... I don't even know what to pack.
Yeah, I thought about doing tank tops, but it's going to... Well, I mean, we're going to have what we're wearing, so...
Yeah.
That they bring us, so... Shorts, and I'll have... Probably some button downs.
Dixon just will be there.
Yeah.
Dixon Flannel will be there. I'm wearing a nice Dixon right here.
Yeah.
Look at that. Thank you, Jim York. Jim York's competing into something. This week. Oh, he's racing side by sides.
Yeah, say what is
For
he?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the Wiener Schnitzel said they would like to open up conversations again about Lord Hot Dogs.
Okay.
Well, they were the ones I wanted to go to first I went with the other guys. But now Wiener Schnitzel's like, let's go.
Let's do it.
I just want to make it a menu item. Yeah. If you go to a Wiener Schnitzel, order the Lord Hot Dog.
Lord Hot Dog. That's pretty fun. Yeah. That would be cool.
Would you prefer it be a menu item or a secret menu item?
I mean, I would prefer it to be a menu item because I want to be on the menu of me with the crown and all the hot dogs.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It would look really cool, like order the Lord hot dog.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
With the Jackie Goo.
No Jackie Goo.
Jackie Goo.
Well,
that's the secret menu, Lord hot dog.
Yeah.
The Jackie Goo hot dog.
I want the Jackie dog.
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me get a pig and put it in the pool.
It's going to be a while.
Those guys today thought we really had a carcass in the pool.
Yeah, they, like, I think all of them
like
are believing
soup.
It.
It's so stinky.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys clean this? Like, there's too many bobcats.
Like, so, like, what do the kids do? And I was like, they can't go outside.
Yeah, there's too many bobcats.
Yeah, he believed it.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, we really sold that.
Oh, God. I was wearing my horse law shirt flying to Montana.
Yeah.
And the guy next to me was like, oh, horse law.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's that? I go, oh, I'm an attorney for horses. And he's like,
huh?
What? I was like, yeah, the American public doesn't realize how many horses face litigation every year. He's like, really? I'm like, dude, probably like 1,300. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, who do you think gets sued when like somebody gets bucked off a horse or kicked by a horse. I go, the horse gets sued.
The horse.
And a horse can't litigate.
Yeah.
But I can.
Yeah.
He was
law.
Yeah. He was like, have you ever won any for horses? I go, mm-mm. But I mean,
they all get put down. I have to do it. If I lose, they slide me a hammer.
And it's not a big one either. It's like a small one. It's going to take so long.
It's going to be a lot of wax. I got to cave through.
Sorry.
It's going to be amazing.
But he was one of those very gullible men.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Just like, as long as I said something with conviction, he never once was like, are you kidding? Because I just said it very serious.
Yeah.
And like also like as if it was like second nature. It wasn't like I was oh, let me search for what I'm saying immediately. He was like, oh, what's horse law? I just turned. I was like, oh, I'm an attorney for horses. And then I like went back to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And like that took a minute, I think, to register to him. He was like, because at first he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, wait, when do horses need attorneys?
When don't they
like,
need attorneys?
Well, that's when I like get offended.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude.
Are you serious?
Most Americans don't know how many horses go to court every year. And I'm like, who's going to defend them? Me.
He's like, what?
He's like, oh. But I got a nice logo.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really nice horse law logo and everything. So he's torn now.
Yeah.
He's like, wait.
He's like, there's no way you just made this shirt for fun.
Yeah. Well, there's no way. Like, how are you? Like,
There's absolutely no way.
I asked you a question. You immediately had an answer. And now, like, you have data points. Yeah. When I was like, dude, 1,300 horses a year need a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then he's like, for what? I was like, who do you think gets sued when they kick somebody? Buck them off. Steel.
Yeah.
Like he didn't pick up on the steel because I was just like, steel. Like, what? Horses?
Horses.
Wow. Now, I was really hoping that he kept going because I really wanted to try really and put the Gravitron in there.
Yeah.
or illegally trespass into a Gravitron.
What? A Gravitron?
that carnival ride?
The carnival ride from when you were a child?
The purple
spun
spaceship.
Yeah. That one.
That will pull a horse apart.
They're not supposed to be on there.
No, but they love to get in there.
They love it.
They're attracted to it.
Yeah, they love the G's.
Horses just horses naturally love G's.
Okay. Man, he probably told somebody about that after he got home. He's like, I met a horse lawyer?
Mm.
It's fucking wild.
Did you know this?
Yeah. Is this real?
They're like, on there, like, how many horses need lawyers? Like,
and they can't find anything. They're like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we should make the website horselaw.com. Yeah, we should. And it's you and I. Just like, let us defend your horses.
Horse. Oh, no, your horse.
And then we sell a shirt that just has a horse and a Gravitron.
Yeah. It says it's horse plus Gravitron, and it's like a sad face.
Yeah, just yeah. don't do it. Don't do it.
A big circle with a line through it. No. Yeah.
It's a horse plus Gravitron with a horse skull.
Yeah,
X is for eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead horse.
Man,
yeah. I hope that guy went home and like. Told his wife, like, I met a horse lawyer, and they got into a fight about it.
Yeah, and she's like, that's not real. And he's like, yes, he had all of these talking points.
Yeah. He was very well prepared.
He had statistics.
Yeah.
He even admitted that he's never won a case in his life.
Yeah, what kind of horse lawyer is going to admit that?
why would a person brag about losing every case they've ever been in?
This is exactly why we have a water heater tracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you. Like, she's like, this is why I'm so upset with you. You're so gullible.
This is why we're getting divorced.
And like the horse law conversation, like, starts the divorce.
That's it. We're getting divorced.
And that's what he remembers forever. Yeah. When he came home telling his wife he met a horse lawyer, and now I'm ingrained in his head forever that's what led to his divorce.
It was real.
And then like years later, this has been like fucking eating at him and everything, and he runs into me in a bar or airport or something. And he's like, you're the horse lawyer. And I just turn to him and I go, oh, no, I was just fucking with you. Huh?
No, that was just a funny shirt I made.
Yeah, I just made that. That was just a stupid bullshit ass shirt. Horses don't have lawyers. He's like,
what? My wife.
What if his wife's like really mean about it too? It's like, oh, you know what? Fine, just let it go. I love you. It's like, oh, really? No, you stupid gullible bitch.
Yeah, get out of the house. Get out of the house. I'm taking it.
So we watched some funny ads on the way. Up there today, that you'd never
those
seen.
Those were fucking.
We need to
good,
watch the rest of them.
Dude.
There's a few that weren't so great.
Yeah,
yeah. But to the viewers of this, if you've never watched infomercials
on HBO,
the Adult Swim section.
HBO Go is it? What the fuck
it's
is
called
it?
Max now?
Yeah, HBO Max.
Yeah, it's called
just
Max now.
Oh, it's just called Max.
Yeah.
I got to pay by the letter and type.
Jesus, man, I can't.
Yeah,
keep
it's
up
too
anymore.
Much. But yeah, dude, that we need to make some of those. We need to make more.
Yeah.
Fake infomercials about goofy products.
I absolutely want to do that.
The
all
fartcopter was so fucking insane.
Yeah. Fartcopter.
And then the broom shakalaka.
Broom shakalaka. That poor
dude,
fucking
guys,
guy.
Yeah, you
he
guys
got both
may
his
have
hands
already
cut
seen
off
this.
And a broom stuck up his ass. All trying to show how a broom works.
He had to sell enough to bring his dead daughter back to life. None of it makes sense, but it's so insane.
It's 5,550?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like half that at first, but then she, the woman helping him gets pissed off. She's like, if we sell enough, we can bring our dead cat back. And he's like, we were going to put the cat down, and it fell out the window.
Fell out the window.
And she's like,
what was his name, Nachos?
Yeah, something
or French
like
fry?
That. Yeah, French fry. That was it. French fry, because he comes flying.
You killed French fry. It's like, we were going to put him down. The broom shakalaka.
This is so ridiculous.
Listen, nobody better comment broom shakalaka in the fucking comments on this YouTube video.
Yeah, they've.
Do not do that.
Yeah, if you've seen it, you gotta comment that.
No, do
broom
not.
Shakalaka.
Do not.
You should.
Don't.
Or we get some more fricks in the
Stop
chat.
Stop with the fricks.
Yeah, they're doing
no
really
broom
good.
Shakalaka.
Yeah.
No fricks.
They're doing really good in the
no
comments
fricks.
With fricks.
I don't want no more fricks. I stop lying. I can't look at them.
I
don't like the F and the R. Like in the eye. Like, I don't like reading the word. It makes me upset.
Okay. So we're going to get a.
No fricks.
We're going for double fricks this week.
No, not double fricks. I'm going to make you eat this sandwich.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
I'm going to make you get up. We're going to go get. We're going
to
go get
the. We're going to have to wet it.
You're going to wrap it in a wet paper towel and put it in the microwave?
Have to soak it for
what
a while.
What color is the cheese going to turn then? Anyway. No, we're going to have to get the angle grinder out and like cut it.
Cut in pieces.
There's going to be cheese sparks flying all over the goddamn room.
God.
Oh, cheese sparks? Those are probably very hazardous.
Yeah, dude, you can't breathe that.
Oh, it's more hazardous than fucking Subway chili.
Oh, dude. What would Subway chili
We don't even
want to
know what's in that.
What would Subway chili consist of, do you think? Dog?
Horse meat?
Yeah, just probably horse. Dude, I do feel like that's a big waste in the U.S. is horse meat. Like,
what do they do with them?
I think they just dump it, dude. Oh, you know what? You know what? No, I feel like maybe they do turn it into something. I feel like dog food. Yeah, I feel like it is dog food.
It's possible.
Yeah, because I feel like I thought
Or maybe
about,
it's cheese.
I hope it's not cheese. I hope to God they're not turning an old horse into cheese. We got all these dead horses. What the fuck do we do?
Cheese. Let's make cheese.
Let's turn it into cheese. that's not how cheese works at all.
No, I know a scientist from Subway. He can turn horses into cheese.
He can make anything you want. Yeah. Out of whatever meat.
You just give him,
you give him meat. You just give him a bunch of meat. He'll make whatever you want.
Like, check out that cheddar and that American. And you're like, oh, this is pretty good. Horse.
It's just horse meat.
What?
It's good. But
I
how?
Just want, I want Jay to do a label now called the horse meat brand cheese.
Horse meat brand cheese.
These are all things that I would wear every day.
Yeah, horse meat brand cheese. That's just another sponsor for Travis. We need a whole fire suit. Horse meat brand cheese. That's just a whole car.
We're gonna get Travis to wear this.
Travis's clam chili and horse meat.
It's horse meat brand cheese.
And clam chili. That's the only two sponsors on
this. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. Right. We're a mess today.
Did we even talk about clam chili on here?
Not yet. We should save it.
Yeah.
Because we already got that logo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah, we'll save that once we get it put on a fire suit.
Okay, because that's going to be so good. Yeah. Horse meat brand cheese. We can make a jingle for it.
Like, it's so good. Like, a good-looking, like, logo that looks like it's been around since the 1800s. Like, what?
We can make an old-school cartoon. It's like a horse, like clanking around with his hooves, and he comes and he's, knee, knee. What does that smell? The kids go, it's cheese. Horse is just neighing. He's like, what does that smell? The kids go, it's cheese. And then it's just a horse with like slices of cheese. And we'll like impose real horse feet and holding cheese.
No, let's get Eric to make this animation. We'll do this before we do the Bucky's commercial. We'll get the kids to just go, it's cheese.
And it's a horse on its back legs. It's skipping and holding cheese.
Like two big wheels. Yeah, with like one bite taken out.
It's horse cheese. Horse meat brand cheese.
Horse meat brand cheese. Available at grocery stores everywhere. That's it.
Nay, nay. What's that smell? The kids. It's cheese. It's just like old school. Yeah, I like that. It'll be a good commercial.
I think, yeah. That's, we call Eric as soon as we're done with the show. We're like, Eric.
Hey, we really need this cartoon.
We really need this commercial.
And we'll voice it over.
What's that smell? It's cheese. It reminds me of like the old Ren and Stimpy commercials, log.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, similar to that. Yeah. Oh,
fuck. No, I'm laughing so hard it's making me cough like shit. I'm sorry, everybody. Someday I'll be better, I promise. Someday him and I will be better at the show.
Someday when the laughter stops, I'll be better.
Man, dude, this is a great commercial. A great
cheese. Should we start an actual cheese company?
Horse meat brand cheese.
Yeah. And it's just good cheese.
Yeah,
like we make like actually really good cheese.
Like, that's actually good cheese. We're like, it's horse meat.
It was horse meat, so it was 100% horse meat, so that's why.
And that's it just says ingredients, horse meat.
The trick to making good cheese is horse meat. That's like one of the commercials.
Oh my
it's like
God.
Pepperidge Farm remembers, and then it just says, it's like the old man looks at it, he's like, the trick to making good cheese is horse meat.
Holy shit. We are a disaster
today. Yeah. It's like kids staying with their grandparents and they're making them like a grilled cheese sandwich, and the kids are like, thanks, grandpa.
Making galloping noises while she's cooking.
They're like, whoa, they're And then the grandpa looks at the
when kids
and
eat
wink.
It, their feet turn to hooves and they fucking scurry off. Sex!
Like
they run into a Gravitron.
My kids love horse meat brand cheese.
No, that's it. In the commercial, it's like, horse meat brand cheese is made with real horses, but then it cuts to like the horse on a conveyor belt into a Gravitron and it fucking liquefies them and then turns it
like
into
a
like
tube.
Cheese.
It just says yellow dye. Yellow dye, and they smash it into a patty, and they just let it sit. And
there's
cheese, and
we put it in the freezer.
You just freeze it, and that's how you make cheese. Man, what's that smell? It's cheese.
Horse meat brand cheese by Namo.
Oh fuck, I like it.
We've invented way too many t-shirts.
Yeah,
we've
got a lot of big ideas.
There's a lot of big ideas.
Yeah. A lot of just companies
we should
have.
Settle the fuck down.
We should chase our dreams, actually. Chase what we should do.
Yeah, just chase the dreams.
We should probably just chase our dreams.
Poor dude is divorced right now because of horse law.
Yeah.
And we just invented a cheese company that's going to be the number one selling cheese in Walmart.
Dude, imagine we had a cheese company and just like the advertising we
could
do for that.
Horse meat brand cheese became like a competitor to Kraft.
For Kraft.
Where it's just like every kid on the planet is just like, I need horse meat brand cheese. Like, it's like
they're like beating the shit out of their pants. Wait, dude, you do fucking like advertising, like, you know, similar to like Liquid Death. And like how we've done on other stuff.
No, I mean like and, straight up Ren and Stimpy style.
Yeah, and it's just fucking for cheese. There's no these dude cheese competitors. They don't give a shit. No. They aren't trying.
No, we'll like
they
have like a
cheese.
Really sick cartoon of like a horse tied up to train tracks and a train hits it and it
and
just explodes.
Just like a
into
bunch
cheese.
Of cheese goes everywhere.
And then
the kids are holding bread out.
With fucking hamburgers. They're like,
oh yeah.
It's just the most fucking bananas bullshit. Like, daddy, I want horse meat brand cheese. He's like, what the fuck? And then he looks at the cheese aisle and it's right there. He's like, what the fuck?
And the only, he turns it around and also, it's like nutrition facts and it just says 100% horse.
That's it. Made with bits of real horse.
Made with real horse. America's new cheese.
America's cheese.
Yeah.
Horse meat brand cheese.
Horse meat brand cheese. Damn, that's a good shirt. Dude, with the like similar to Kraft colors,
but it's also like a kind of old timey logo, kind of like country crock.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. It's got
like
the
a horse like laying up on it with like his elbow, and he's like smiling, or you know, just some kind of funny horse in there, or just a realistic horse.
Yeah, like a sketched horse.
Yeah, like a real.
Like it
horse.
Looks like a seal.
Yeah.
Horse meat brand cheese.
Yeah. Dang. Like a Clydesdale. Just like
beautiful.
A really elegant horse.
Beautiful
like,
Belgian.
Yeah, beautiful, strong horse.
Because we have Belgians, and we can use them in advertisements.
For cheese advertisements. Dang.
Yeah. This is... I like this. I like the cheese idea.
Yeah, I do like that a lot. I think there's a lot there that we could do.
Yeah, horse meat brand cheese. I would wear that
stuff everywhere.
I'd
wear that shit
everywhere.
Out of that shirt,
like,
dude.
Just people are like, what the fuck.
Yeah, we
got to
make a lot of these
cheese.
Shirts. Yeah.
Made it with horses.
Cheese. It's just cheese made from horses.
Yeah, God, what's wrong with you?
Not a big deal.
Oh, we work for the company.
Yeah.
We're cheese salesmen.
Company.
Yeah, we're cheese salesmen.
Yeah.
Do you need any cheese?
We got a backpack full of it. Open it up and it's just liquid cheese, like filled to the top.
You scoop some out. With your hand. You want some cheese?
You want to try some cheese? This is horse cheese.
This is horse cheese right here.
They're going to be like, what?
No.
It's not horse milk cheese. Don't get confused.
No. This is
horse meat.
Yeah. Cheese.
Turned into cheese.
That's your pause. This is horse meat.
No, don't get confused now.
Turned into cheese.
Yeah. Don't get confused.
A dairy product.
This didn't come from a dairy product.
This didn't come from a horse udder. This is horse meat.
And it's compatible with anybody that's lactose intolerant.
Exactly, dude. That's our real selling point, dude.
All natural.
Yeah.
Horse meat brand cheese.
You're lactose intolerant? Well, have you tried horse meat cheese? I mean, that branches off.
There's so many things.
Yeah, you could go anywhere with that.
I mean, we should ask Walmart.
God. They'd probably get in on that.
I mean, if we can get kids still like it.
There's definitely too many dead horses in the U.S. that are probably not being put to good use.
So you're saying that there's a surplus for us to make cheese?
There's that, absolutely. Like, people could just ship us their dead horse. Or we'll just go pick them up.
Yeah.
We'll go pick them up.
If we start a horse cheese delivery
service. You have a dead
horse,
give it to us.
Yeah. And then we'll turn it into cheese.
We'll make cheese out of it.
Yeah, we gotta find that dude that works for Subway first.
Yeah, yeah, he knows how to do it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, sit down, Roger. All right, so we
got an idea for you.
We want to make cheese,
dude. Subway would cash in big time on that.
Yeah, they would, because then they could convert to market, just horse meat brand cheese. Dang. They're like, yes.
We gotta wait on all these cows to make milk.
No,
and then
not
make
anymore.
The cheese. Not anymore.
It's instant.
There's plenty of dead horses laying around.
They go to our factory and it's just like 18 Gravitrons and conveyor belts.
When the horses are near their end, that's we bring them horses going, a little
they're
on
so
fact,
excited too.
They love it.
Yeah,
they're like neighing and galloping in.
They can't wait to get in the Gravitron and
foaming at the mouth. And we just put them to sleep.
Cheese.
Yeah, we just put them to sleep. And then cheese spins out like a cotton candy machine, but it's cheese. Yeah, I like it.
We got to invest in a lot of yellow paint.
It's just paint. It's not even dye. It's just yellow paint. It's just paint.
This cheese is terrible. Just ground horse and paint.
Smash horse meat into a patty and square it out. Then you just paint it with a paint.
I've been wanting to try this. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Yeah, well, it's just horse meat and paint. What do you expect?
Oh, God. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's so wet.
It's so wet.
Oh, the paint wasn't dry. You were supposed to wait till the paint dried. What the fuck? It's like paint all over their tongue.
Sticking all over to the top of their mouth. Oh, it's paint.
What is this? Oh, it's our horse cheese. Horse meat cheese, actually.
Horse meat cheese.
Yeah. It's our new product.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, we're... Poor chicken.
Dude, I hope that thing is there for... dude, I don't think it's going to change at all. I think it's going to be like the McDonald's effect.
I'm scared of it.
And it's just not going to change.
I'm scared of it.
If it molds, that's when we know that, like, it used to be a good sandwich at one point.
It only has about, like...
Does it even have any give to it?
It has, like, a quarter of a millimeter of give.
So it's probably already past that point.
I mean, it's a fossil.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm excited to see how this goes. Should we get a glass case for it? Like,
we could.
Like a rose? Like
light it up?
Yeah, dude. Like the little cases
just,
that you keep a rose
and
in.
It
and it
just fucking
a
spins
oh,
with
cool.
lights. They're like, what the fuck
we
is that?
You could get that little thing that has a magnet in it. So whatever you have on.
Floats.
That would be the best decoration for your table. It's an old chicken sandwich that's floating in the air.
Can't even get it out.
I would put that in my room. I would have that like lit up, just rotating chicken sandwich.
What the fuck is that?
Really, what is that?
That was a 7-Eleven chicken sandwich
on display over there. This is just a chicken sandwich.
No.
From when? Today.
Civil War.
Jesus. Yeah, it was Abe Lincoln's chicken sandwich.
Well, we did it.
Yeah.
We got to the end.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we just talked about some...
I coughed horribly. Yeah. Hopefully Dave can edit some of that out.
Maybe.
He can isolate it. Tell the AI to do it, Dave.
AI,
come on.
Figure it out. So,
just cut out the coughs.
So yeah, I guess this is the end of today's episode. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, go over to Dave's camera right now. Dave, Dave, tell them what they got.
Tell them what they won, Dave.
Yeah, tell them what they've won. The subscribe button, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want
to. Fucking subscribe.
Yeah, why would you not subscribe?
Fucking
to us?
Subscribe.
Just do it.
Or just watch us.
Yeah, watch us and then, you know, follow us on our other pages.
Don't say frick in the comments.
Don't do that.
Don't say it in the comments.
Stop it. Stop winking.
I wasn't
winking. Do not cut to his camera when he's doing that. Just stay on me.
Don't say frick.
Stop winking.
I'm not, dude. They're not even looking at me.
Fucking zombie eyelid.
Ugh. I wish that coal truck took your whole face.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Good night.